Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another installment to Sheridan TV. My name is Johnny, and as always, thank you so much for joining us on this lovely Halloween. To chat options, I'm joined today by our senior mentor here at Sheridan Mentoring, Mr. Mark Fenton, who's going to be chatting with you guys about crude oil. If you have any questions for Mark as he goes through this content, go ahead and put it in the question box right underneath the video box there, and I'll make sure to shout your questions out. Mark and Mark!
Hey, John.
How we doing, man?
I sure wish you'd have taken my idea and let me be the host and you be the one talking today, but you wouldn't do it.
Yeah, maybe next week.
Maybe next time. All right. Well, I want to talk a little bit about crude oil today because crude oil, though it's starting to get a little bullish here, has been much more friendly than the broader market. I'm sure many of you have discovered the broader market has been on this relentless up move. The volatilities have played a lot of havoc with certain trades. So I've found some success, and some of my fellow traders have over in crude oil options. So I'm going to show you our favorite trade over there.
Awesome.
Talk a little bit about crude oil. As always, I like to say, you know, you don't just drop into any market, let alone the futures market. You have to understand it, read about it. Of course, get approved by your broker. Don't trade things you don't understand. Leads to a loss of a whole lot of money when you do. All right.
I can attest to that.
Yes. Yes. Anyway, let me share my screen so you guys can see.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Should see an oil chart here shortly.
Just thinking about it. Yeah, it looks good.
All right. I'm glad it percolated on out. All right. So oil, while it's on a bit of an uptrend here, and there's a little debate as to whether most people seem to be bullish if you read the analysts for whatever they're worth, some OPEC tightening, that kind of thing. But I think seasonally it's supposed to be a little bearish. Whatever. I trade the trade. That's why I don't get shook up about what other people say. But it's been much friendlier to us, a little more chop-chop than, say, the SPX, which has been on a blue streak upwards. We'll see how long that lasts. So let me show you this fly here. And what I like to do is usually go out about 15 to 35 days now. Unfortunately, right now, the only markets available to us are option expirations, I should say, are 15 days from expiration, and the next one's 49 days in a different future, which is all fine to use, but I don't like to go that far out in time. So I'm going to use this 15-day one. So it looks pretty good. So what you do is I usually put this trade on with the center of it a little bit below where we're trading, which now we're at 54.52. And if you put on the 54 as the center, no matter what you decide to be the center, you can maybe make it 54.50. Maybe we'll look at that. But whatever the center is, I like to go in a shorter term trade. We'll go up 3 points and we'll go down 4 points. So just below where we're trading for the center, top strikes up 3 points and lower strikes down 4 points. And I use puts in this instance. I have found in the crude oil market, I use puts and calls both. Seems like the put flies get filled a little faster. Just the oil market's very, very liquid. Works anyway. All right. So I'm going to check this in so we can see it. So it would look something like this. You got lots of down room. Let's see what it would look like. Deltas are relatively flat. What if we did move everything up a point or half a point, should we say? These 50 strikes, by the way, are really good in the oil market. You know, not so much true. Sometimes you see like 97.5 or that type of strike in the stock market. It doesn't, they don't seem to be as liquid, but these are pretty liquid, the half strikes. So no problems with trading them. Some, I just went up a half a point. So we're still just below where we're trading. I mean, just below. And we'll see what that looks like. See if we like it any better. And either way is fine. I mean, it probably gives you a little more symmetry, a little more trouble, a little quicker on the downside, but you have a little more room on the upside. So it's kind of up to you as to whether you want to do one or the other. But I think the three up, four down from wherever you choose is good. And then what I would do is the cost of the trade, that's what your real risk is. In this case, in this trade, I can go out here and see it's $2,250. So if I get down about 5 to 7% of that, say $120, somewhere around there, then what I'm, because I'm maybe ran up too far and I get down like 120, I want to get to my break even right here or right here before I adjust. And if I can't get there without being down more than 5, 6, 7%, I'll go ahead if it's on the upside and buy a call or a call vertical to cut my position delta down maybe 2/3. So if I was at 50 and I wanted to do that, maybe even, or 48, maybe get it down to 15 or something like that. And on the downside, same thing. So it's a pretty simple formula. We're looking for 10% of the risk. So we're looking for about a $240, $230 in profit. And we'll just punch out of this trade. Or if we get to either break even, we add another fly, usually centered about 2 points away. So if I get to this break even at 56.25, I might put one up maybe at about 58, something like that. And same thing down here. And then the same three up and four down, you'll have yourself a double fly. If you get down 7% before then, because this is pitched off so poorly, then you can cut your risk with a vertical just to slow the risk down if it keeps heading in that direction. So that's the trade in a nutshell, shall we say.
In a nutshell.
In a nutshell. Austin Power says, this is me in a nutshell. Well, so any questions on it, be happy to answer. But this is a nice, pretty non-correlated trade compared to the broader SPX or RUD or whatever else you may be trading. Although, of course, oil is correlated somewhat,
yeah,
but not nearly as tightly.
Well, any questions for Mark, go ahead and put them into the chat box, and I'll make sure to shout them out to him. As far as educational stuff that we got going on right now, Dan is starting week two this week of his Art of Adjustments class. So if you are not already in the class, the first two installments have been recorded and archived for you, and we go back and annotate that information as well, so it's real easy to poke through that education. Week two starts tomorrow, and the last class will be Friday. If you scroll down to the bottom left-hand side there, you can find out a little bit more about that class and get instant access to it as well. All right, Phil S. asks, at upper break-even, you add a second one centered how many points higher?
About 2 points. Like I said, if we were here at about 56.25, maybe put one up at 58 would be the center.
Excellent, excellent. Any other questions, throw them in the chat box. We appreciate you joining us every Tuesday and Thursday, of course. And, of course, you can always send us an email with any questions to info@SheridanMentoring.com or always call us at 800-288-9341. I don't see any other questions, Mark.
All right.
Well, thank you for sharing, and thank you, folks, for joining us. It is Halloween, so make sure you check out Hocus Pocus. It's on Freeform today all day long. Watch it until your eyes fall out. And have yourself a glorious rest of the day. Thank you, Mark, and we'll see. Oh, wait, one more. How many days in trade?
Oh, well, I mean, if you put this thing on, you'll probably be in it about, I think you'll be out probably by Monday at 10% if the market doesn't move a whole lot.
Okay.
Probably 4 or 5 days at this late stage of the game.
Awesome.
But I wouldn't get out just because I was out 5 days. But I think you probably will be.
Yep. Awesome. Well, thanks, guys. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate everyone joining us today. And we will see you on Thursday for another fantastic installment of Sheridan TV. Appreciate everybody.
One last thing, John.
Give it to me.
Boo.
Boo. Boo.